Good morning and welcome all of you, all present and correct, and no apologies today. And we commence with the Audit Committee order of business. Councillor De Winck has indicated that he needs to be away at 12:15 and has requested that we consider as a group whether we could discuss as the first item, I think after the minutes would be appropriate, the new buyers paper which was submitted late, as is indicated on the agenda. Is there a general mood of the House as to talking about new buyers first rather than last? Are we happy to do that, Councillor Thompson?
The only issue with that is obviously it's a private item and we need to take account of that. I know the press aren't in at the moment, but they were here, and if they did come back in, we would need to consider that.
Yes, I've already discussed that with John and Kenneth, I agree. There being no dissent to that proposition, I'll first of all run to declarations of interest. Item 3, there being none, minutes of the meeting of 16 September, pages 3 and 4. My own minor contribution here is decision A on the back page is slightly too brutally expressed. The technical exercise involving many millions of pounds certainly does have an effect on the Council's accounts, but I would be happy to say that it has no effect on the Council's financial strategy. Wording suggested, hopefully, by Gary on my left. Are we happy to change it? So be it. Any other comments on the minutes? There being none, can we move to the papers on new buyers? I'm conscious that